my God, I found numbers in India.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Denny's. May I help you?
Is this Denny's?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why don't you explain something to me? I just sent a friend of mine in there. He took one look at the menu and was disgusted by what he found.
Okay.
When did you guys stop serving the breakfast Dagwood sandwich?
Oh, hold on. When did we stop serving the Dagwood sandwich? Long time ago?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time, a couple of years ago.
Well, can you guys make one for me special, please?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we can. Hold on.
We can make a Dagwood ready, can we? Well, we don't have that.
It would just have to be on sourdough because we don't carry that bread anymore.
It was the French bread, right?
I believe so.
I can bring it in. That's
hold on.
Okay,
then
you can bring in the bread.
You can bring in your own bread?
Hello?
Yes, look, I used to love your breakfast Dagwood, all right? It's coming. Breakfast Dagwood, it has all five food groups. Cheese group, meat group, pork group, bread group, fat group, dessert group, all in one.
Mm-hmm.
I sent my old man in there today, and guess what happened? He said they don't have it on the menu anymore.
Oh, it hadn't been on the menu for years.
Asked the woman, and the woman said, no, we don't have the breakfast Dagwood. We got rid of it because it was dangerous. What's so dangerous?
They didn't have it.
What happened?
They didn't have a sandwich.
What happened to the breakfast Dagwood?
It's been gone for years, but I don't remember anybody coming in this evening asking for it. Maybe they didn't come into this location.
Well, whatever it is, now apparently you guys don't have it either.
Nobody has it anymore.
The lady at the other Danny's got kind of rude with me.
Oh.
So
I'm sorry.
Tell me the reason why getting rid of the best sandwich in the history of man.
I have no idea, sir. It was a corporate decision, not ours.
Corporate. Mm-hmm. And you guys are you guys traded publicly?
I believe so.
I'm going to check my portfolio. And if I have one single measly share of your substandard stock, I'm going to divest myself from it.
Very
so
good,
quickly,
sir.
That I think your company might not survive if I sell all my stock.
Very good,
How would you
sir.
Like that? How would you like that, huh? Where are you going to go next? Where are you gonna
Very
go?
Good, sir.
You're going to be calling out orders at the Waffle House, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
No, look.
Hey, do me a favor.
I came in there.
Do me a favor. Let's practice. I want you to yell out real quick. One large hash brown covered, smothered, and diced. Go ahead. Take it away.
Nah, I'll wait.
You get used to it because your Denny's that you're at right now, is going to be closed, out of business, for sale. Foreclose on the mortgage. You know why? Because you dare get rid of my sandwich. My Dagwood sandwich.
Okay, sir.
My Dagwood. You know why I dropped out of college because of that sandwich? That sandwich forced me to drop out of college. It forced me to not recognize my marriage anymore. And I shunned my daughter for 10 years because of that sandwich and what it did.
Oh, my.
And this is how you repay me. This is how you repay me. Thank you. Thank you. You know, when God comes on Judgment Day, how do you know he's not going to ask for a Dagwood sandwich? And what would you say to God? What would you say? You tell me. No, I'm sorry. Corporate got rid of it. Corporate might have said get rid of it, but you should have then stood up and said, I'm an employee of Denny. And when Mr. Denny was alive, he would have expected us to stand up and say, no, we're going to keep the breakfast Dagwood sandwich because one day Jack Valente is going to call in and want that Dagwood sandwich because he dropped out of school. He put a lien on his house for the Dagwood sandwich. He did so much for the Dagwood sandwich. And what's going on now with the Dagwood? Oh, no, we decided not to. Can you at least tell me the recipe? Do you still have the card there that showed you how to make it? Could you at least give me that?
No, sir, I don't, because, like I said, we haven't had that in about three or four years at least.
Are you a cook?
No, I'm a manager. I've been with Denny's 20 years, though.
So you remember the day. Did you? Do you talk to me like a man? Sit down like men. We're going to talk, you and me, like men now. And you're going to tell me, what is your fondest memory of the Breakfast Dagelson?
Well, since I'm a woman, I'm not going to talk to you like a man, okay?
You're a woman?
Yes.
Since when? All
birth.
20 years you've been working for Mr. Denny's?
Birth.
How come you haven't moved up to a different segment of the service industry yet? Because most people use Denny's as the stepping stone.
I like Denny's.
What happened to you?
Well,
do you get medical insurance there?
Yes.
Is it good?
So-so. Would you like for me to give you the corporate number so you can call them?
Well, what's the contact name over there?
Yeah, there's no certain person.
Would you pull your pants down and sell me and say, take me home, Jesus?
No.
Well, I think this conversation's over, my friend.
Bye.
All right, sir. Bye-bye. That gentleman, what a gentleman that person right there, man.
You want to call India?
How you like them apples, Ted?
I like them dipped in caramel.
Like a,